We're going to answer the question today, do I need to mature in the Spirit? And hopefully we'll get a glimpse of what that looks like a little bit. But I want to start right off the bat with the scripture verse to get us started. And this is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Peter says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So the imagery that Peter is writing down shows that a little baby that's just born, the first thing that baby wants is to usually to drink of milk from its mom. And that is what he is showing symbolically or imagery, that's how you and I should be the moment we're born again, that we should desire the milk from like a mother. Now, this isn't milk like in a bottle. This is milk from a mother. And so as newborn babes, that we desire the pure milk of the Word of God that we may grow thereby. So I want us to see from Scripture that there is proof here that you start off when you're born again like a newborn babe in the Spirit, and that you have to go through a process of growing and maturing. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because if we're strong and you're born again in the natural, you could think you're stronger than you are. And you can run into problems when you don't take the time to mature spiritually. There's a lot of good Christians who haven't grown spiritually for years, but they're good people. And they haven't matured in the Spirit. And I want to put a spotlight on the proof that you and I need to focus our life on growing and maturing spiritually. So Peter here says, not insulting, he says you're babes when you're born again. And that's the reason we use the terminology born again, because you're born the first time to your family of Adam, but the second time you're actually born, birthed by God in the Spirit, you're born again. So that means your inner man is like an infant, like a baby. And I'll give you some more scripture here, but it's like a baby. And he says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere, the pure milk of the Word of God, so that you and I can grow from that. Another verse we can look at is in Hebrews chapter 5. In verse 12, this is actually more of a rebuke from the writer of Hebrews. In verse 12, chapter 5, he says, for though by the time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you've come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So here's a beautiful glimpse, imagery, of the process of maturing. The process of growing up in God isn't just about walking in things and doing things and activities. It's about actual growth. We have a 15-year-old boy that 5 years ago, he was just a cute little kid. Now he's taller than I am. He walks through the house and my heart goes like an alert. There's a man in the house because he's growing up. He's maturing. And that's the same thing that God has desire. He has for you and I is for us to mature from when we were born again into all that he has for us. God has great things in store for you. He has a perfect plan for your life, for you. It's not just to go to church. It's not just to worship God. It's not just to go witnessing. It's not just to give. It's not just to pray for people. God has a specific calling on your life. And in that, to get there, it's going to require maturity in the Spirit, growing up. And when I say spiritual, I want us to see that as a practical sense, not spiritual experiences and goosebumps or that type of thing, but actually growing in the knowledge. And it shows us here that it's the growing in the knowledge of God that only comes from the Spirit, that you grow. And when you take that knowledge and you put it to practice and you're able to put it to practice in your life, that means that you moved from milk to solid meat. That is maturing. You never give meat to a baby. I remember with Harrison, when he was just born, we had decided we were going to nurse him. and tried to nurse him for I can't remember how many months, you know, a number of months, and we were visiting Chrissy's family in Tennessee, and Chrissy's grandmother, Meemaw, she was determined to give Harrison a sucker, and he had never had sugar, he had never had solid food, he'd only had his mother's milk. And I remember I warned her. I said, "We are only nursing our son." I was, you know, first kid, you're really strict. By the second kid, you're much freer. Well, I was really strict, and I gave her a warning, a stern warning to Meemaw, you know, which is dangerous as it is. I said, "Only nursing, no food. I don't want you giving my kid anything." Because they're from Tennessee, you know, they want to feed the kid biscuits and gravy after day three. So in the church service, I'm in there, and Granddaddy and Meemaw are holding this little baby Harrison, and just a few months old, and I look, and Granddaddy's got a sucker, like a sweet sucker in his mouth, and Harrison's eyes are big, and he's just loving every minute of it. And I caught him. Our eyes met, me and Meemaw's, and she thought she was in like trouble. Like, she thought I was going to take my kid away from, her grandson away from him forever. But really, I was, or her great-grandson, sorry, away from him forever. But I was not going to do that. But she got caught, you know. And as newborn babes, you want the milk of God. So it shows that by taking the milk of the Word of God, it's not just taking the Word, but it's from a mother. It's allowing God to help you understand the Word and teach you the Word and instruct you in the Word, and that you begin to implement those in your life. And that causes growth and maturity. That causes you and I to grow up and mature. And I'm trying to focus on this because it's important for you to know and for me to know that there's seasons in our life that God will want us to focus not on busyness, not on doing things, not on activities, but on growing up in the knowledge of who we are, in the knowledge of who He is, and taking that knowledge that we've learned, which we can only learn from spiritual truths, because it's for our spirit, it's not our natural man, taking that knowledge and putting that knowledge to practice. The strength of this and the hope of this is, no matter where you are in your life and what you're going through, you can grow up and get past it. Too many times, I think we try to run ahead of our spiritual growth, and we try to run ahead of God because we're anxious, we feel unworthy, out of zeal, whatever it may be. I know I have in the past been distracted by running ahead of my spiritual growth. And it's very similar to my boy Harrison, who wants to drive, and he's too young to drive. But since he's been 12, he may think he's mature enough, but I can tell he's not mature enough. He's not even old enough for a driver's license yet. Well, that's a thing that we have to realize, that it takes time to mature, and it's okay to take time to mature. And there's even a dad who was home with his 14-year-old daughter and her friends, and she wanted to drive her friends home, a simple drive down the road. And so the dad said, gave her the keys and said, "Go ahead, take the friends home and come right back. You know how to drive." And she had some experience driving. It just happened that something happened, and she swerved off the road and crashed, and all of them died, I believe. And at least all the friends died. And so the judge charged the man with manslaughter for the death of all those young teenagers. And what he said to the dad was, "You were responsible to make sure that your daughter didn't get into a situation that she was not mature enough to handle. And you gave her the keys to the car. She's the one who crashed and died, but you're the one who let her do it. You're the one who didn't say, 'I know you want to do this. I know you really want to do this. I know you really think you can do this, but you're not mature enough to handle this.' And so because of that, you're responsible for their death." And then charge that man for the manslaughter of all those young people that died. I don't want to say this mean, but I think there's a lot of ministers out there who direct their people to go be busy before they're mature enough to handle it. And all kinds of car wrecks are happening with Christians trying to serve God and crashing and burning because they were sent out before they were too mature to handle it. And so that's why it's so important for us to accept. I'm trying to talk you into accepting that there is a need for you and for me to mature in the knowledge of the Spirit, to mature in the knowledge and the growth of the Spirit and the practices of the Spirit before we get so busy that we just go and crash. Because I've crashed, and I know many friends who've served God and crashed and crashed and crashed until they quit serving God. There's many people out there who are just so disheartened and so discouraged because they're tried to serve God. They tried their best to please God because they started going and they started to do good things for God, but they kept crashing emotionally, physically, in sin, mentally, in all kinds of ways. They never were able to do what they saw in the Word that they could do, and they gave up. So the hope of this is, listen, you can take time and grow, and when you grow, you'll be able to handle it. Rather than just getting busy now, let's take time to grow and mature. Let's take the time to focus on spiritual growth, on maturing in the Spirit. And maturing in the Spirit is not the same as maturity in the natural. Maturity in the Spirit only comes from the Spirit. It only comes from God. That's why it says to rely on the milk of the Word of God and then go to the meat. And the way we go from milk to meat, this is meaning you're no longer a babe, but you're mature enough to handle meat. Just like Chrissy's meemaw wanted to give Harrison food before his time. Because, I mean, she's old school. A lot of preachers want to give babies meat, and they'll choke. They'll choke their baby. God wants you to take the time to grow up, and there is the ability for you to grow up, mature in the Spirit. And that means wherever you're at today, you don't have to stay there. But if you don't do the things that cause you to mature, you're going to stay there in the Spirit. You're not going to grow up. And I don't want to confuse miracles and signs and wonders and how many people you got saved and how many people you prayed for. That's not the same as spiritual growth or spiritual maturity. Spiritual activity, all of us know preachers who walk in power or can prophesy, but they don't walk in love. They don't walk in maturity. Well, you can walk in the gifts but not walk in maturity. In fact, let's go to that verse in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 1, here the Apostle Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, the church that he started, by the way. The church itself is, he says, you're not behind in any gift. They're walking in miracles and signs and wonders. They're able to prophesy to each other. They're able to have great services. But here's what he says to them. This is mainly to the pastors, the leaders. Verse 1, chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. So here the Apostle Paul is talking to men and women who are walking in miracles, signs and wonders. They're not behind in any gift, and he's calling them babes in Christ because they haven't matured, even though they've gotten busy in the miracle. So when I say spiritual here, I'm not talking about spiritualisms, about miracles or signs and wonders or experiences, dreams and visions and the open heavens or glory clouds. I'm not talking about how many people you pray for. I'm not talking about how many people you preach to. I'm not talking about works. I'm not talking about how you can hear God. I'm talking simply about there is building blocks that help you to grow in the Spirit. And those building blocks are knowledge of who God is, knowledge of the Word of God, that come to you from the spiritual realm. They come to you from God, not from activities, not from how much accomplishments you made for God. And because I fell for that too for a long time, chasing after experiences and achievements rather than spiritual growth. And I, brethren, cannot speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. So here's very clear that the Apostle Paul is tying together immaturity in the Spirit with strong carnality. When he says carnal, he's talking about the natural man. The natural man, carnal, the root word is the same as meat. So the meat head, the meat brain, the meat man, the body that you're wearing, I have to speak to you because you're too immature in your spiritual man. Your spiritual man has not matured enough for me to talk to you spiritual languages. Because you're too smart in the natural, trying to please God But really, the best way to please God is to grow up in the Spirit. Verse 2, I fed you with milk, not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you're still not able to, for you are still carnal. So he blames them for being carnal. He goes on to list their envy and their strife and their behaviors. And these are behaviors of people who are having miracles and walking in power, but yet they're carnal. And many of us have been disappointed by men and women that we've looked up to in the past who found out they had failings in their carnality. And I'm not pointing my fingers at anyone because I don't want anyone pointing the fingers at me. You know, but we can grow spiritually and keep growing spiritually and get strong spiritually that we can overcome the natural man. Now, I want to show you the process of maturing, why it's so important that we put emphasis on the maturing of our spiritual man. That, do I mature in the Spirit? Why do I need to focus and take time to drink the milk of the Word of God, to eat the meat of the truth of the Spirit, to grow up? Why do I need to take that time instead of just running ahead and being busy for God? Well, number one, you're going to cut yourself short from what God has for you. But let's look here in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 13, 1 Corinthians. Now, remember, he's talking to them. He's already labeled them as children, as babes in Christ. And he's teaching them as babes. And he says you haven't come behind in any gift. But now he's teaching them what's more important than walking in gifts and walking in power, how big your church is and how busy your church is, or how busy you are in church. He says, he starts to focus right here the importance of what we would call, I would call, spiritual maturity. Verse 10, I'll just start in verse 10, 1 Corinthians 13. But when that which is perfect, that word perfect means mature or complete, has come, then that which is in part will be done away with. So when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. So when you become complete, the portions, the part that you get to walk in, and here he's referring to all the gifts that you're walking in, the only way God can use you is through the gifts. But that he won't need to authorize the gifts in your life. He'll be able to authorize all of the Holy Spirit through you if you mature. Verse 10, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which in part will be done away. Then he says in verse 11, when I was a child. So here's Paul saying, when I was a child. And remember, he's called them children. He's called them babes. When I was a child, like you are right now, he's saying. Not you, but the church in Corinth. Sorry. Paul says, when I was a child like you guys, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. So he says, when I was a child, that's the way I thought. That's the way I acted. That's the way I understood. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So he says here, the way to put away childish things is not just to choose, I'm not going to be a child anymore, but it's to become a man. Now that word become is so important, because do you become more of a Christian? Can you become more of a child of God than you are already? Can you become more righteous than you are right now? The answer to that is no, you can't become more of a child of God. But you can become more mature as a child of God. So the point is, he's talking about maturing, growing, growth. Just like a little wolf puppy in the wilderness, we'll say. A little puppy in the wilderness is born from his wolf mom. And there's a little puppy there. What do they call pup, I guess? A little wolf pup. And so it's there in the wilderness, and now the moment that puppy's born, we know it has a wolf nature. And so inside of it has a nature of a wolf. It'll never meow. It'll never try to be a bird. It'll never try to fly, because its nature will instruct it how to be a wolf. But understand, the mother is there, and the job of the mother is to nurse that wolf, to give it nourishment and instructions for it to grow and mature. And that's the imagery we see in 1 Peter, is it's a newborn babe. I don't know if you've ever seen a newborn babe drink milk, but you don't give it a glass. You don't give it a coffee cup and say, okay, here's some milk, baby, and drink it. Drink it, drink it. No, it needs a bottle if you have to, but it nurses off its mother. And so every child, newborn babe, desires right away to nurse, and knows, it just instinctively knows how to begin to nurse. It's in, and nurse off its mother. And so that's the imagery that Peter says, and that's kind of the imagery that Paul is talking about. And the imagery I want you to see, that as a babe, you can grow in the knowledge of God. You can mature in the knowledge of God. And a puppy, when it's born, has the fullness of the nature. The image of all of Christ is already in you the moment you're saved. You're not going to receive, you don't need to receive more of that image. It's complete. So that's why you're complete in Him, because inside of you is a nature of Christ, which inside of that nature has every image attribute of Christ in you. It has the attribute of love, attribute of peace and joy, kindness, gentleness. It's already in your nature, but just like a puppy, those instincts have to be brought forward and brought into practice, into your life. And that is the maturing. I'm going to take those truths, and with the help of the nursing of the milk, or nursing of the Holy Spirit, the nursing of a mother, the nursing of God, you might say, I'm going to allow myself to feed and grow and bring forward that image of what's in me forward, so it's in my life. So that's why you have people who are born again but don't have the fruit of the Spirit in their life, because they've not brought forth the image that's in their nature, brought it forth. It's like if I take a tree, seed of a tree, an acorn, if I were able to see inside that seed or the acorn, I would see inside of it, wow, there's a tree inside of this acorn. The image is in there, but I'm just seeing the acorn. So if I plant that acorn, that seed, and let it grow without any instructions, that will begin to grow forward into the tree. The image inside of that seed will come forth. Well, that's what happened to you and I the moment we were born again. We receive the nature like a seed, and inside that nature is a perfect image of Christ. Righteous, holiness, love, joy, peace, all in the Spirit. And I'm able, if I take the effort to grow spiritually or mature spiritually, to bring forward that image into my life, into practicing every day, into my inner man, bring forward the true joy, true love, true peace that's in the Spirit, and at the same time mortify the desires and emotions from my flesh and thoughts from my natural man. And so that is the maturing process. So to answer the question, do we need to mature spiritually? Yes. Yes, you do. And that's a hope. That's a joy, because if you're like me, you've run into dead ends in your life and blocks and strongholds that seem to whoop you all the time, beat you up, hold you back, fears, emotions, struggles, all kinds of things. If I went back to my early years, I can give you a list of things, carnality that I've had to overcome. And looking ahead, I can see all kinds of things in my natural thinking that I need to overcome. But if I think about it, if I just try to overcome it, I'm going to fail. But you know what? I don't have to focus so much on overcoming that. I'm not talking about sin, but overcoming those things. I can focus on maturing in the Spirit. And if I do that, then I'm going to grow up and mature that I can do things. I can overcome things that used to beat me. I can beat it. The way to put away childish things is not to just choose, I'm not going to be a child anymore. That's like my son saying, I'm ready to drive. Let me drive, Dad. I'm ready. You can't put away childish things. You have to outgrow and become more mature. And by becoming more mature, you lose being the childish. Verse 11. For when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. So he's saying to these preachers in Corinth, I was like you. I was childish. But the way I got through childish things was I became a man. So he's not saying you're becoming more Christian. because you already have the full nature in you. He's saying you're becoming more mature in the nature. You're bringing that nature forward into your inner man, into your life, and practicing and living those attributes. That's why you can have fear from your outward man and peace on your in your inner man at the same time. The fight that you're in with your natural man isn't going to last forever if you keep growing and maturing in the spirit. For now, verse 12, for now, we see in a mirror, dimly, but then, face to face. So when he says now, he doesn't mean today on this earth. He means now as a child. Again, he's referring to them. Now, as a child, we look in a mirror. In King James, it says glass darkly or dimly, but the root word means a mirror, like a reflection. And so when you see a reflection of yourself now, as a child, I see a reflection of myself, but it's dim. There's something in the way. It's blurry. I can't see clearly who I am. But then, the word then means when I'm mature, when I'm full grown, when I'm a mature man, when I became mature. When my son becomes mature, he'll be able to drive the car. And a lot of Christians get in trouble because they try to drive the car too soon. They try to go out and do good works for God, and they get excited, and they end up crashing the car. And there's devastation all over the Christian world of people who drove off trying to do what they felt God wanted them to do, and they just weren't mature enough to handle the attacks of the enemy or all the things that come with walking with God. But there is a path of maturity that guarantees that you will finish your course and not fail. And maybe you're having to pick yourself up again, like I've had to in the past, and say, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep growing, but this time I'm going to focus on my maturity instead of focus on trying to be what I think God wants me to be. Because if you're full grown, it's going to come out of you anyway, the good things. So when I look in the mirror now as a child, it's dim. When I look in the mirror now as a child, it's fuzzy. I can't see everything. But then when I'm mature, well, when I was preaching one time in Nicaragua, I held a little baby to pray for it. And the mother gave it to me. And I can feel the heat of the fever on that baby. And I prayed every ounce of faith for that baby to be healed. And I had to give that baby back to the mother with the fever. And I remember leaving that day and asking God, okay, God, I know it's not the baby's fault. I know it's not the mother's fault. The mother came to me, your representative. And I still had to give the baby back sick. And I said, Father, I know it's not your fault because your will was for that baby to be healed. It's no one's really fault, but I was trying to find, where's the blockage to what God's will was, which was that baby to be healed instantly right then? And I said, God, what is the issue? Why couldn't that baby be healed? Because I know you wanted it done. And I can't blame it on the baby's faith or on the mom's faith. And the Lord said, well, there's just too much of Alan in the way. That's what he told me. No, there's just too much of Alan in the way. He didn't say me, he said Alan. And I understood exactly what he meant. He wasn't talking about sin. He was just talking about I had too much of my natural man in my life, and I had to mature more in the spirit and mortify more in the flesh. See, they go hand in hand. You grow up in the spirit, you grow in the knowledge of God. At the same time, when you put that knowledge of the spirit to work, you're mortifying the thoughts and the emotions of the natural man, and you're beginning to put away the wrong desires. And that's why when you look at the mirror and you're a full-grown man, you can see clearly because you've removed the flesh. You've removed the what's in the way. What's in the way of my mirror when I'm a child is Alan's in the way. My flesh is in the way. My natural body is in the way. My natural thinking, my natural emotions, my natural desires are all in the way. But as I've matured and I spend time maturing and receiving from the Spirit and maturing in my spirit man, I'm also mortifying the natural man. I'm mortifying Alan, and the real me is growing and maturing. Then when I look in that mirror, I see clearly who I am and whom I'm known as God always known me to be. That's the process of maturity. So when Paul says, when I became a man, the word became, is not saying when you become more of a child of God. When you become more, when you get more nature. See, your nature is complete, like a puppy dog. When it's born a wolf, when it's born in the wilderness, that little puppy has a nature complete, but it also needs the nourishment and protection from its parents, I think mostly from its mother. Well, give it a safe time to grow and mature before it's ready to go eat meat on its own, before it's ready to hunt on its own. It needs to be trained and taught. Now, if it didn't have a mom and someone to protect it, there's a good chance that puppy dog, that wolf, would be killed and injured before it ever learned how to survive. And sadly, there's a lot of Christians kind of have that story, that they got born again and they started serving God, and maybe they weren't taught right, or maybe they didn't know any better, and they became collateral damage for the church world. But there's a path for you. There's a path for me, for everyone, to grow into the Spirit and grow in God and go from milk to meat and to overcome anything that we face. And it's not just with the snap of the hand or the wave of an anointing. I know many of us want things done quickly, but growth in this definition takes time. The whole point of growth is it takes time. The whole point of maturity is it takes effort and discipline and time to allow yourself to mature into the wisdom, into the knowledge of God. I remember I had an image in me one time, kind of a vision, but more just an image imprinted in me. And I saw our church, and nothing about our church, but it was I remember the church, and there's about 500 young children running around, maybe age 6, 7, I'm not sure, but all young kids, about 500 packed out, running around, playing, goofing around like kids do, having a good time. And, you know, some were fighting, some were playing, some were talking, just a bunch of kids playing around in the auditorium. And then on the stage, all of a sudden in this image, was a computer. And I heard the voice over the speaker system say, "Send an email." And as soon as that voice said, "Send an email," all 500 kids ran to that computer and began to push the buttons and try to pull on the computer and fight over trying to do the job of sending an email. And they were hitting the computer, keys were flying everywhere, and they were fighting and yelling and tugging. And all 500 were fighting over trying to do something. And they couldn't do it. They didn't have the knowledge to do it. And then all of a sudden, a grown-up walked in from the back door and walked through the kids, just kind of like right in between all 500 kids. This person stood taller, of course, than all the kids, and walked right through them and went over to the computer and then pushed one button and sent an email. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "I could do more through one person who's mature and has the knowledge than I can do through 500 immature believers." And see, that was the Lord trying to tell me it's okay to focus my life on spiritual maturity. It's okay for me to take the time to start off with the milk of the Word of God, like a nursing baby, and to put those to practice. And then from that, to go on to meet and grow in. And that's how you grow. That's how you overcome things, is you grow up, you mature in the things of God. Quit being so discouraged. I would tell people, don't be so discouraged in your failing, in your struggles, in your battles. It may not be fair what you're going through. It may not be your fault what you're going through, but you're going to have to go through it if you're going to have victory over it. And the best way to go through it is not to get frustrated, not to get angry with other people or angry with yourself or with your past. One of the biggest issues that people who are coming out of drugs is that after they get out of drugs and they look back at their past, they see all the damage that they did while they were pursuing drugs, all the people they hurt, all the wounds that they caused, and they feel ashamed. And well, I would tell them, quit looking at all that. Move on, because God's moved on. God's forgiven you, and God will help restore things. But if you keep getting discouraged because you keep trying, well, you may be too immature to drive that car yet. Spend the time maturing. I'm going to give you one more verse here. We're going to go over to the book of John, chapter 15. Book of John, chapter 15. And just real quick in verse 26 and 27. The book of John, 15, verse 26. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. Now here Jesus is telling his disciples, because his disciples are not born again yet, because Jesus hasn't died and been resurrected. So they're really not even spiritually born yet. They're Old Testament saints at this moment, because Jesus has not been resurrected, so there's no access to being a child of God yet. So he's telling them, when I leave, I am going to send a helper. The King James says comforter. I'll send him to you from the Father. So the Holy Spirit is going to come to you from the Father when I leave and come and live in you and abide in you. And that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth, who will teach you all things and will testify of me. And you will also bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. He's telling his disciples, it's better that I go, that the Holy Spirit can come, but when the Comforter comes. So he calls him this word, Comforter or Helper. And the word Comforter and Helper, another word for that is Intercessor. Another one for that is someone to come alongside of you. So the imagery I want you to see here is that Jesus said, I need to go so I can send you the Helper, the Comforter. And I want you to see this, because in 1 Peter, I'm going to go back there real fast. In 1 Peter, he uses the word newborn babe and sincere milk. As verse 2, 1 Peter 2, as newborn babes desire pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So the imagery that God is trying to get across to us in these verses, you're not alone in anything. You're not alone in your calling. You're not alone in your fight. You're not alone in your walk. You don't have to impress God that you start off as a newborn babe and you can grow. And where do we grow from? Like a newborn babe, from the sincere milk of the Word of God. And yes, that means reading the Word of God, but it also means, like a newborn babe, he's given you a comforter, like a mother, to hold you and comfort you, to guide you, protect you while you grow up. Just like a puppy, you have the nature in you, like a child, you have the full nature of Christ in you, but he also wants to nurture you and care for you and protect you and comfort you and guide you during this process. If you'll let him, the Holy Spirit will be like a mother to you, if I can use that terminology, but he'll be a comforter to you, a helper, a guide, a teacher, a protector, as you grow, so that you can let the image inside of you as a child of God come forward and mature. And when it's mature, he'll hand you the keys of the car. Just like my son, I tell him all the time, I say, Harrison, listen, you're too young to drive. I could do it, Dad, I can do it. And I tell him, I say, look, I want to warn you, though. When you're mature enough to drive the car, you'll get tired of driving, because I'm going to have you run all my errands. I'm going to have you run all my errands, and I'm going to put you to work. Well, look at me real close, because I'm going to tell you the same thing. Don't be so ambitious to get busy for God that you go ahead of your spiritual growth. Now, in spiritual maturity, the Holy Spirit will never ask you to do something you cannot do. He'll never ask you to do something you're going to fail at. It may feel like that sometimes, but if the Holy Spirit's instructing you to do something, it's because he knows you're ready to do it. But out of our own ambitions, even good desires and good ambitions to please God and do good works for God, we can run ahead of our spiritual maturity. We can meet things and crash into things that we're not expecting. But the Holy Spirit's goal for you is never to lead you into failure, but to allow you the time and to protect you and nurture you as you grow and mature and put to practice the things that you're learning from the Spirit. Put those things to practice. Then you'll begin to eat meat and you'll begin to handle more. And he'll say, he'll start giving you jobs. He'll start putting you to work because you're able to handle it. You don't have to worry about God using you. If you mature and grow, you'll never have to worry about God using you. So that's the need for spiritual maturity. And where do we find it? We find it with the Holy Spirit. We find it with in the spiritual realm. We find it not through activities and experiences, but through building blocks of spiritual knowledge, of godly wisdom that I get from God. I get from the Spirit. I don't get from the world. And I begin to implement them, put them to practice in my life. And while I'm putting them in practice, while I'm learning. And where do you learn from? You can learn from the Word. Praying in tongues is why we preach. I mean, this is why we preach the basic old-time gospel. Pray in tongues, read the Word, meditate the Word, worship God, fast. I mean, it can't get simpler than that. That's the basic gospel. Why are those things so important? Why can't I just go and do? Well, because you have to mature first. If you give yourself time to mature, you will do lots, and God will put you to work specifically in great things. But if you run ahead of Him, you might fail. You might not be mature as you think you are. The Holy Spirit will let you know, like a mother, like a parent, when you're ready, and then He'll put you to work. So it's okay to focus and take time to mature in the Spirit. And what does that mean again? That means I take the knowledge that I gained from the Spirit, that God taught me, that the Word taught me, and I begin to put it to practice with the help of the Spirit. I put these things to practice. This includes holiness. This includes confessing the Word of God. This includes getting control of my thoughts and casting down the wrong thoughts, getting control of my natural emotions and mortify them. But I begin to put these things to practice, the Word of God, what I'm learning in the Spirit, what God's teaching me. And when I take that knowledge and put it to practice, not just today, but when it becomes part of my life, that is the maturing, that is the growth, that's the maturing, and that is how we mature out of childishness. You can't just choose not to be a child. You have to mature, and I'm sorry to tell you, it might take some time, and you might make some mistakes, but if you don't give up, if you keep investing in prayer, you keep taking the time to meditate the Word and read the Word and confess the Word. And I know all of us want things now. I want my victory now. The Word of God says I have it now. I want revival now. I know we all want it now. How many services have I been to when people come to me and say, I need the devil cast out of me? Can you just cast the devil out? And I have to tell them, I'm sorry. That'd be nice if that was a devil, but that's not a devil you're dealing with. That's your flesh. That's your natural man. That must be mortified. You must mortify it. It's more than just ignoring it, more than just saying no to it. You must mortify it. You must take the time and grow up in the Spirit. And as you mature in the Spirit, you will also begin to mortify the desires, the thoughts, the emotions that come from your natural man. And step by step, you'll grow up. Don't get discouraged in your maturing process. My son's always discouraged. He wants more now. He wants to be an adult now. And one day he will be an adult, and prayerfully he'll be an amazing adult who serves God and loves God, but he's still a kid, and he'll always be my son. And my daughter's the same way. She's anxious to have her freedom. All kids are. But don't be afraid to take the time to mature, because if you mature, you will not fail. And God can do more through you with just one moment as a mature believer than He can through a whole hundreds of good-meaning, immature believers. Let's take the time and let's mature in the Spirit. It's been my pleasure. God bless you.